This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Story number two is housing, which just keeps chugging along. Pandemic be darned. How about that? Because it's a family radio show. Sales of existing homes last month hit their highest level in 15 years. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. And yes, prices were up again, too. More equity for those lucky enough to own right now. But meanwhile, a report out today from Harvard tells a different story about a different part of the housing market. Renters, especially those with the lowest incomes. Marketplace's Amy Scott covers housing for us.
One in five renters earning less than $25,000 a year are behind on rent. And Chris Herbert with Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies says the racial and ethnic disparities are stark.
While 15% of white renters at that income level are behind, 25% of black and Hispanic renters are behind. And this reflects the fact that black and Hispanic workers are more likely to be in the sectors of the economy that have had a shutdown from the pandemic and so have lost wages.
Meanwhile, two policies that have helped renters stay in their homes, a national moratorium on evictions and extended unemployment benefits, are set to expire next month.
So January could be a very difficult month for millions of renters.
And evictions haven't completely stopped. Carol Ott with the Fair Housing Action Center of Maryland says it's up to individual judges.
We are seeing people being evicted through the courts. We're also seeing illegal evictions where the landlord will go and change the locks on the tenant.
Widespread evictions could increase demand for homeless shelters, emergency rooms, and child welfare services, says Dan Threet, a research analyst with the National Low Income Housing Coalition.
And the public costs to health and social service systems could range between $62 and $129 billion.
He says the solution is direct payments to help tenants catch up on billions of dollars in back rent. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.